Masechet Eduyot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. A dead body could transmit Tum'ah in one of three ways. Number one, Maga. That means a person or an object touched the corpse and then it became Tameh. Number two is Masa, carrying it. Even if it's the person's not carrying the actual dead body holding it, but he's carrying, for example, a coffin, a casket, and within that box is a dead body, so they're carrying it. And thirdly, ohel, if the person or an object is under the same roof as a dead body, or they're directly over the corpse or under the corpse as well, they would become tameh. A dead animal, a nevela, could also transmit tum'ah, but only through maga, touching or carrying masa, but not through ohel. You don't have to have the entire body under that ohel in order to transmit tum'ah. Even if a kazayit of the body, a small part, a olive size of the flesh, of the skin or part of the body is there, it would be enough to transmit the tum'ah. Question becomes, what if you have two different pieces of a dead body that are not attached, that are not together, that are in the same ohel? Do they combine to transmit tum'ah, even though they're not together and physically separate? Or do we say, no, you have to have one piece together, and that's the only way you could transmit tum'ah? Mishnah says, "Kol ha-metame'in be'ohel shenechleku v'echnisan letoch ha-bayit." If any part of the human body was large enough to transmit tum'ah by ohel, that means it's a kazayit, but it was divided up into two, so now each piece is less than a kazayit, and then it was brought into the house. So now it's two separate pieces that combine to be a kazayit are brought into a house. Rabbi Dosa ben Horkonos metaher. According to Rabbi Dosa ben Horkonos, he says that any person or object that was in that house is still pure because the pieces are separate and they have to have a kazayit on its own in order to transmit tum'ah. V'achamim etame'in. Achamim say that the person or the object in the house is tameh because the separate pieces do combine with each other in order to create and transmit tum'ah. We'll now list certain situations where this machloket comes up again between Rabbi Dosa and between the Hachamim. Ketzad, how do we have this in other cases, besides the one we just mentioned, between Rabbi Dosa and Hachamim? Where do they disagree? Number one, Hanogea be'kishne hatza'e zetim min ha-nevela onos'an. If somebody touches two pieces of an animal carcass, each of them is the half an olive. So the only way they would become tameh is if both of them combined together to create the full kazayit. So with an animal carcass, like we mentioned, only carrying it or touching it would make a person impure. And those are the first two examples of the Mishnah. Now we have four more, ubamet, when talking about the human corpse, which could transmit tum'ah even through ohil. The third one, which is the first one about the human corpse, hanogeya bekahatzi zayit uma'ahil al kahatzi zayit. If someone is touching half an olive piece of a human body, and he forms a roof over the other piece of the human body, he's touching one piece with one hand, and he's putting his hand over the other piece. So that's also, does that combine or not? Number four, onogeya bekahatzi zayit ma'ahil alav, where he's touching half an olive piece of a human corpse, and a half olive piece of a human corpse is making a roof over him. For example, he's touching one piece, and he puts his hand, and then he puts his hand under the other piece. That would be also a question. Uma'ahil al kishne hatza'e zetim, or he has a roof over two olive-sized pieces of a human corpse. He puts one hand over one piece, another hand over the other piece. Does that combine? Ma'ahil al kahatzi zayit v'kahatzi zayit ma'ahil alav, or he is forming a roof over one half olive size, and a half olive size of a human body is making a roof over him. For example, how does that happen? He has his hand over one piece, and the other hand is under another piece of a corpse. In all of these cases, Rabbi Dosa ben Horkonos metaher, v'achamim metame'im. In all these cases, six cases, Rabbi Dosa rules that a person remains pure because two separate pieces do not combine together to form the required amount. And Hachamim say no, he becomes Tameh because the two pieces do combine to create that minimum amount. We're going to continue to explain in the Hemshech, the continuation of the Mishnah, that a person could become Tameh only if both pieces of Tum'ah, according to the Hachamim, are transmitted in the same way. For example, if the person is touching both of them, or he's carrying both of them, then tum'ah could be transmitted. both pieces are mistaref into one, and a person could become tameh. But if a person is touching, for example, and carrying the other, even the Hachamim would agree that he remains tahor. This doesn't fit with what we just said in the Mishnah. The third and the fourth case that we just listed over here was a person who was touching and also doing ohel. So how did we say in the Mishnah that the person became tameh according to the Hachamim? If the transmission is seemingly happening in two different ways, seemingly they should say that a person stays tahor. So the Gemara answers over here that the Mishnah here is talking about a certain type of ohel, a certain type of tum'ah that's given over through ohel called tum'ah ritzutza, cramped tum'ah, where the ohel that's created is less than a tefach away from the person. It's right next to him. So therefore, it's not really considered to be an ohel, but it's considered to be a type of touching. So whenever we said the person was touching one piece and there was an ohel of another piece, it wasn't really an ohel. It was such a close type of ohel that it's considered to be touching, and that's how tum'ah was transmitted. So that's how we understand this part of the Mishnah. But the next part of the Mishnah is going to be talking about a regular type of ohel, and that's why even the Hachamim would say that two pieces do not combine to transmit tum'ah. Aval hanogea bekehatzi kazayit. If someone's touching a half of a olive-sized piece of a corpse, v'davar aher ma'ahil alav al kehatzi kazayit, and something else is forming a roof over him and another half olive piece. So he's in the same house as one of the pieces, and he, for example, let's say he sticks his hand out of the house and is touching another piece. Or there's a roof over a half kazayit of a corpse, and something else is forming a roof over him and another half olive piece. Let's say he's inside the same house as one of the pieces, and he sticks his hand out of the house and places it above the next. In all of these cases, we would say tahor. The person remains pure, because we have a combination of different ways that tumah is transmitted, and that's what creates the combination of the two. And according to even the Hachamim over here, it would be a problem. It's a combination of touching and ohel. And Hachamim agree that if two pieces do not combine to make a person tameh, when two different types of transmission is going on, and therefore everyone agrees that the person remains tahor. In this last case that we mentioned, where something, he was inside the house, and the piece of the corpse was inside the house with him, and he stuck his hand out the window and he placed it above another piece, that also seemingly should be a case that the person becomes tameh according to the Hachamim, because it's both cases of ohel. What we answer here is we say also this case of the Mishnah is talking about tum'ah ritzutza, that the person, that the piece outside of the house was in a cramped space and it was right above his hand, and it was as if he was touching it, and therefore he would remain tahor in that case. The next Tana says that the Hachamim do not agree even in the last two cases. Rabbi Meir says, even here, only Rabbi Dosa says that the person is tahor, and the Hachamim say that he's tameh. What, according to Rabbi Meir, what he would say is that even regular cases of ohel are considered to be like touching, because the roof above it make the entire underneath considered to be tum'ah. So he considers all ohel cases to be like touching cases, and therefore they're mistaref. They combine to make a person tameh. Hakol tameh hutz min hamaga im hamasa behamasa im ha'ohel. In all of the cases, Hachamim say that two small pieces of corpse combine to make somebody tameh, except for a case where they transmit tum'ah through touching and carrying, which are different, or through carrying and ohel, where those are different as well. Carrying and touching are obviously two different forms of tum'ah transmission, and same as carrying and ohel. In these cases, Hachamim agree that the pieces do not combine. But the cases of touching and ohel are in the same category according to Rabbi Meir, and that's these last two cases that we brought. So therefore, Rabbi Meir would say that even Hachamim would say that the person is tameh. The Mishnah will now finish off with a rule that Hachamim said that would be true for the first Tana and for the Bimeir as well. Zak Kelal, this is the general rule. Kol shehu mishem had tameh. Any time you have two pieces of a corpse, they transmit tum'ah when they're in the same category. They both transmit through touching or through carrying. They would be mistaref. They would combine to make the person tameh. Mishenesh emor tahor. But if they transmit tum'ah in ways that are from two different categories, like touching and carrying, then they would not be mistaref, and the person, according to Hachamim, would remain tahor. The only disagreement between Tana Kama and Rabbi Meir would be how to classify ohel. According to Tana Kama, he would say ordinary ohel is its own category, while Rabbi Meir would say no, ohel is within, is a subcategory within touching. And therefore, you could have touching and ohel be mistaref to combine the piece of the dead body in order to make a kazayit worth, to make somebody tameh, according to Rabbi Meir. That's the disagreement between them, and that's how it manifests itself in this Mishnah.